Right, so we have to be really, really quick because Boston Media Makers is starting in less than 5 minutes. I'm here with Bruce, and Bruce has just started telling me about this community TV station that's in Boston. Elaborate on that a little bit for me.
So we have a public access television station, and every community has one of their own. In the town that I live, it goes out on the cable only local within its... in our own community, and other communities may have their own station as well to do very similar things.
Okay, and so and you're doing a thing called Curtain Call.
So Curtain Call I got involved with about 6 years ago as a way to participate and give back to the community, and I got involved to run a camera, and I ran a camera maybe for a year, 2 years, and the person that was directing that show moved on. And I was given the opportunity to go into the control room and start directing that show. So I've been directing Curtain Call now for about the past 4 or 5 years, so it's a lot of fun. What's really interesting is just recently we started streaming that live to the web. What we're trying to do is get that social interaction. We created a Facebook page. It's not my show, however. There's a gentleman by the name of Bill Hoban that runs it. But I'm maintaining the Facebook page for him. I created a Twitter account. Email and so forth and so on. But I'm in the control room for the most part, and what we're trying to do once again is get that social interaction using Ustream is what we're doing. So if anybody is interested in the show, and again, it's just a little bit of an experiment. If you go to brucekgarber.tv and go to the tab that says live program, and there'll be a link directly to the show.
Okay, perfect. And one last thing. So community TV, like local TV, do you think that's something that we should be investing more time in? Do you think it's going to be a bigger thing in years to come?
It's been around for actually quite a while already.
Sure.
And it's one of those hard things to call. For people that are interested in good content at the local level, it doesn't get any better.
Why do you think it doesn't get as much? I mean, obviously, you've got big networks that have got big money, but we're seeing an upsurge in social media, and although sort of local television programming has been around for a long time, it's sort of very niche. And we're slowly starting to blur the lines between niche and big networks, because obviously people are worried about money. Can you see a lot more people maybe getting into local community television because of the costs? Because the costs are so much cheaper, right?
Well, from the cost aspect of it, I can't really speak to, but with social media taking off the way that it is, in things like Quick and Ustream and Livestream, and I mean, you can do a report from your pocket device live to the internet and broadcast that on an independent channel that can actually be seen worldwide.
Right.
Some of the things that I've done is, during my day job, it will take me traveling on occasion, and I've traveled actually to Japan on numerous occasions, and I've streamed live right in here to Boston Media Makers.
That's awesome.
From halfway around the world.
That's awesome.
So it's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
The technology is just—it's here. It's emerging. It's developing. People are getting used to it. People don't typically think about going live, doing a live audio recording, as we're doing
right now,
pocket device, or do a live video. You know, a lot of times I'll present sometimes, and we'll talk to journalists. If something happens in your community and you happen to be there, are you prepared to go live right now, or do you have to stop? Do you have to call for the studio? Do you need the truck? Do you need your crew, the camera, the lights, the big antenna? No, you can do it from your pocket device, stream it right live to the internet, and you get the story. I mean, it's all about getting the information out now. If you're not living in the now, it's already too late.
Bruce, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.